Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart Podcast. I'm Darren Mott, your host through this educational journey. Let's get a little cyber smarter so we can get a whole lot cyber safer. So if this is your first time listening to the Get Cyber Smart Podcast, I want to welcome you and thank you for taking the time to educate yourself on this crazy thing that we call cyber. My goal of this podcast is ideally to help give you some background information, a basis of knowledge that will keep you safer in our online world. Now, at the end of the day, by listening to this podcast, can I guarantee that all your cyber problems go away? No one can guarantee that. But what I can guarantee is that you will be a little bit safer than most of the folks who participate in our online world simply because they don't understand the basics, the threats, and things like that. So this is going to be a very incremental type podcast where I talk about a little bit of things here and there regarding different cyber pieces that all kind of feed on top of each other. Just again, I just want to make you a little cyber smarter so you can be a whole lot cyber safer. If you've come to me from my other podcast, I have another podcast called the Cyber Guy Podcast, which I've done for about a year. And I talk to friends of mine in law enforcement and in the cybersecurity community. And we talk about different cyber topics and things like that. So I do appreciate that. If you don't know who I am, I am a retired FBI special agent. I work cybercrime and counterintelligence for the FBI for 20 years. I managed cyber squads, counterintelligence squads. I worked with foreign partners to try to stop this crazy thing that we call cybercrime and all these other things. And so prior to joining the FBI, I was a high school teacher. So I'm blending my education and my FBI background into this training program to help folks be safer. My ultimate goal, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but obviously to me, maybe not obvious to you, I want to create a bunch of different programs that can help you safe, how to protect your senior family members, how to protect your kids, how to deal with Internet of Things devices, how to deal with your passwords, all sorts of different things that, again, will, at the end of the day, make you cyber safer. So you don't have to figure out who the FBI is and how you need to contact them because someone compromised your email, got into your bank account, and stole all your money. So that's kind of what we're doing. So these will be very short podcast. This first one was going to talk about what is cyber. We're going to talk about what does cyber mean? What exactly is it when we talk about cyber? Again, these are going to be very short episodes, so I hope you stick with me. I hope you come back, listen for more, and I hope you share this podcast with other members of your family, other friends that you have, so that everybody can get just a little bit cyber smarter so we can be a lot cyber safer. I promise not to say that 100 times every podcast. So let's go ahead and get started and talk about what is cyber. So I'm going to give a very brief overview of what cyber is, what the definition of it is, and what you should think about it when you deal with items that connect digitally to our online world. You know, what does it mean when we say cyber? When news reports talk about the cyber threat, when we talk about cyber breaches, cyber hacks, the word cyber has become kind of like Kleenex. Everything that has software code is considered cyber. So not that there's anything wrong or that's incorrect, but that kind of seems to be where we're at with the whole term cyber. So how does Webster's Dictionary define cyber? It's an older definition, goes way back, but it says of relating to or involving computers or computer networks, such as the internet, such as your home network. Certainly a very simplistic, easy way to look at it, and probably the simplest way, quite frankly. But it seems to this definition isolate things to just computers. And we know now that things beyond just computers are considered part of the cyber ecosystem, if you will. So it's really more than cyber. It's all your computers, it's all your network devices, it's your mobile devices. Those things are all considered cyber. Anything you connect to your home network, your smart TV, your Alexa devices, your Apple HomePods, all of those things, that your Ring doorbells, are all cyber. They all connect to a network. They all have some kind of underlying code that makes them work. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, virtual private networks, smart devices, these are all cyber things as well. How we connect our devices to the internet and to each other, it can all be considered cyber things. It can all be considered part, again, of the cyber ecosystem. And at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is anything that has some kind of underlying software code is considered cyber. And if something has some kind of underlying software code, that means you probably have to patch it, keep it updated, things like that, because that's what makes them vulnerable. But that's a podcast for another day. So how we connect to the world is also really is cyber as well. So your personal account, your bank account, your financial account, your email accounts, these are all cyber things because you connect to them now, you know, remotely through your digital devices. There's a lot of brick and mortar banks, but how many of us on this listening to this podcast still connect to your bank digitally? For 20 years, I've only connected to my bank digitally because that's the only way I could connect it because it's a national bank. And so when I have to deposit checks, I use an app on my phone. I do all of those things digitally through cyber connections. So all that is considered cyber. Your social media obviously is considered cyber. It's ways people can find out about you, get information about you. And then ideally for bad guys, use that information against you, in the cyber crime world. So your Facebooks, your Twitters, Instagram, TikTok, pick your social media preference item, LinkedIn, all these are part, again, of the whole cyber ecosystem. And then pretty much anything with a login, your Netflix account, your Hulu account. If you have online educational programs you deal with, if you log into your university to do remote learning, all of that stuff is part of the cyber ecosystem. So it all is considered cyber. It all has data that can be taken and compromised and used for nefarious purposes if access is given to bad guys to do that kind of thing. Because bad guys rely on our dependence now of all of these things we call cyber to get access to information they can then use for whatever they want to use it for. So by increasing your awareness on how all of our devices interconnect, it can make you safer. So think about all of those things you connect to your home network. I guarantee you, if I was to come to your house and you were to say and ask you, how many devices are connected to your Wi-Fi account? You'd probably say 10, maybe 11. I would be willing to bet if you actually looked at your home router, and you can do this by going into your router, and there is going to be a tab there, and it depends on your router. And if you really want to know how to do this, email me directly, and I can help you with that. But you can look at that, and you can see all the devices connected to your Wi-Fi. I'm going to willing to bet it's 15 or more for most folks. So understand that you have a lot of vulnerabilities that bad guys can get access to that can get them information that they want to use against you. And that's going to be, again, a podcast down the road. We'll talk about threats and how they get in and all that kind of stuff. But for right now, just understand what cyber is and how it impacts you on a daily basis. I guarantee you that most people, if you're listening to this podcast, you cannot go a single day without some kind of cyber intake of information coming into your lives. So just remember that those are out there, and those capabilities, your attachment to these cyber devices. And when I say detachment, I don't mean like you're addicted to them. I just mean that you connect to these things because you have to in our connected world. That is what creates the risk. But by understanding that, by knowing ways to be careful how you connect, can make you a whole lot safer. So that's going to be podcast one. These are all going to be short like this and hopefully give you just a little bit of information to make you a little cyber safer. If you have some questions, feel free to email me, Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, at cybersmart.com. Check out my other podcast, the Cyber Guy Podcast, cyber spelled the same way cyber spelled on this podcast. And I have an email for that as well, Darren@thecyberguy.com. So hit me up either of those places. If you have feedback, if you have topics you'd like me to discuss, let me know. Down the road, as I do some of these podcasts, I may have a break off topic to discuss for a couple minutes because someone had that question. But please feel free to email me, give this information about this podcast to your friends. I really appreciate you all taking the time to listen. I will say that my intro and outro music, I bought it off of Fiverr. So tell me what you think of it. It's a little weird. I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to make it upbeat, try to make this educational process upbeat for you so that it's something that you can, you know, take 10 minutes out of your week to sit back, enjoy, protect yourself, because knowledge is protection. So as you go through the week, try to get yourself a little cyber smarter, because that'll keep you a whole lot cyber safer. Thanks for listening.